Good morning, Dr. Schnitt, dictating a 12-lead EKG. And patient Kathy Stiles. On 2/26/24, Mrs. Stiles performed the 12-lead EKG period. It appears that the patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, although the baseline is very irregular period. The visualized QRS complexes appear to be normal. T-waves normal, period of paragraph impression, normal EKG. Next, 12-lead EKG on Susan Van Dorp on 2/26/24, Mrs. Van Dorp performed a 12-lead EKG period. The patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves normal. The paragraph impression normal. EKG. Next is a 6-minute walk test on David Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-E-N. This goes to Med First. On 2/26/24, Mr. Johnson performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 98% period. Patient walked 462 meters. And while ambulating, saturation dropped to 86% period. He improved on 2 liters per minute to 97% period. The paragraph impression mild, exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Virginia. It's a hyphenated last name, D-U-R-A-N-C-E-A-U-H-E-R-R-E-R-A. This goes to Dr. Tanner. On 2/26/24, Mrs. Durenso performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 314 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 93% period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Beverly Ricks. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 2/26/24, Mrs. Ricks performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97% period. The patient walked 437 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94% period. Of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, patient, 6-minute walk test on Jimmy Dement, D-E-M-E-N-T. This goes to Lorena Mauney, M-A-U-N-E-Y. On 2/26/24, Mrs. Dement performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, rumor saturation was 94% period. The patient walked 274 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. Patient did pause at 4 minutes and 54 seconds due to back pain and shortness of breath, but was able to resume at 5 minutes and 23 seconds. Period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Cynthia Eckert, E-C-H-E-R-D. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 2/26/24, Mrs. Eckert performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 96% period. Patient walked 232 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 95% period. Patient did pause at 2 minutes and 24 seconds due to fatigue and was able to resume in 3 minutes and 35 seconds. Period of paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Joel Hall. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 2/26/24, Mr. Hall performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 409 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. The paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Thomas Kane. This goes to Dr. Pieper on 2/26/24. Mr. Kane performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was 100% period. Patient achieved 67 meters in 6 minutes. I'm sorry, in 2 minutes, at which point he stopped feeling dizzy. patient left the office and said he was driving himself to the emergency room and denied resuming the test or wishing to have EMS called, period. The paragraph impressions, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.